Andrew Coffin is a professional musician and a minimalist. He lives modestly in a working-class neighborhood called Barton Heights. Last spring, he had an idea to build a tiny guest house out back, just a room, really, with a sleeping loft. The job was completed quickly.
Really, only about 3 weeks.
How big would you say it is? It looks like...
6 by 10.
6 by 10. You know exactly how big it is.
I shaved it off my body. So,
so you wouldn't bump your head?
That's right. Yeah, the downstairs is an inch taller than my head, and the upstairs is an inch and a half taller.
Building materials?
So the building materials, I found as much as I could out of the trash.
In addition to recycled wood and corrugated steel, he bought windows, a door, and skylights from the Habitat for Humanity store. His girlfriend Lori made gold stars to decorate the walls, and another friend contributed his paintings of robots. Coffin listed the place on Airbnb for $17 a night, an appealing price for people like David Morey, who was moving to Richmond for grad school at VCU.
I've stayed in the house the first two nights. Yeah, it's lovely. Really magic.
Didn't feel claustrophobic?
Absolutely not. No, it felt like home. I mean, with skylights, it's hard to feel. And especially coming from Chicago, like being underneath a tree, it's a very powerful experience.
Demand for the place was so strong that Coffin doubled the rate to $35 a night, but he continues to offer the free use of a bicycle and the company of his kitten, Kiki. Guests are also given towels and allowed to use the bathroom and kitchen of Coffin's home. He calls the guest quarters his Ha-Ha House, a modest shelter that mocks McMansions and invites visitors to live simply and to enjoy their stay.
Fun is a big element, or else you won't last.
Guest David Morey agrees staying at a cheap motel would have cost him three times as much, while the Ha-Ha House was one of a kind.
The experience of being at, like, Super 8, you could be in Denver or you could be in Richmond, it could be the same experience, right?
Coffin says he's enjoyed meeting so many new people and may build other small guest houses in the years to come. I'm Sandy Houseman.